KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny today and a high around 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. In the news, an official with the Cass County Health System reports Rex Pharmacy has secured more than 1,100 doses of Pfizer vaccine and is working in cooperation with Cass County Public Health to administer the vaccine to Southwest Iowa residents. Cass County Public Health Director Beth Olson.
We've talked about Moderna a lot here in Cass County because that's all we've gotten by a couple hundred, you know, each week. But they were able to get kind of a full case or a full ship vaccine that's coming, and they're working with us off of our Phase 1A and our Phase 1 list.
Anyone in the area that's currently eligible in either Phase 1A or 1B, which includes adults, 5 and older, healthcare workers, persons in manufacturing sectors or where social distancing is impossible, educators and first responders are encouraged to sign up immediately as appointments may be available as early as this Monday, March 8th.
Hopefully we can go to that next phase soon, phase 1C, but at this point, right now, I'm still just really in that phase 1A and 1B is our target group.
To sign up, complete the survey at casshealth.org/COVID vaccine.
And really all we need from people is your name, your phone number, an email if you have it, and then what makes you eligible. You can just check a box, and there's a little free text box if you need to type anything and for us to see.
Another option is to call 712-243-3250 and press number 7. That's the vaccine hotline.
Just leave us a message and you'll get one of us to give you a call back, and we can answer any questions you might have, or, of course, if you want to get signed up, we can take that survey for you, and then one of us will get you called to get you registered for a clinic.
She notes also that if you plan to get the COVID-19 vaccine and a mammogram soon, you should schedule your mammogram before receiving the first vaccine dose or allow at least 4 weeks after the second dose of vaccine before your mammogram. The vaccine may cause temporary lymph node swelling that's part of the normal immune response but can impact screening results. To learn more, contact CCHS Diagnostic Imaging at 712-243-7450. And of course, Olson says until the vaccine is widely available to all, it's crucial that Iowans continue to practice the mitigation measures that we've talked about incessantly to slow the spread of the COVID-19 virus. And those would include, of course, wearing a mask or some sort of a face covering, practicing social distancing with those who are outside of your household, washing your hands frequently with soap and water, and if you're sick, stay home. State officials say Iowans with chronic medical conditions that put them at risk of getting seriously ill with COVID may become eligible for vaccinations starting next week. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The decision potentially means hundreds of thousands of Iowans over the age of 16 can start trying to schedule COVID shots next week. The announcement came last night in an Iowa Department of Public Health news release. The state did not issue a list of chronic conditions that would make an Iowan eligible for a COVID shot, but linked to the Centers for Disease Control website. The CDC list of conditions that make a person more likely to get seriously ill from COVID includes diabetes and cancer, plus heart and immune system disorders. Smoking and obesity are also on the CDC's list. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And as I mentioned a moment ago, Iowans over the age of 65, as well as those in certain occupations, have been eligible for the vaccinations. The IDPH indicates that those groups in several counties are mostly vaccinated, so those are the counties where expanded eligibility will start. Some counties will continue to limit vaccinations to the first tiers of eligible Iowans. The agency did not specify which counties are in which category. The Iowa Department of Public Health, as of 10 a.m. on Thursday, reported an additional 615 positive COVID-19 test results returned from the lab for a pandemic total of 365,491. There are also 35 additional deaths reported for a total of 5,536. In our area, Adair County had one more death to report for a pandemic total of 29. Pottawatomie County had 3 more deaths for a total of 146. Long-term care facility deaths accounted for 2,181 of the state's total number of deaths. Long-term care facility outbreaks remain at a dozen on Thursday. Over the 24-hour period, hospitalization data showed 184 Iowans were hospitalized with COVID compared to 191 in the previous report. COVID patients in an ICU amount to 39. There were 30 patients admitted to hospitals over the 24-hour reporting period, 28 previously, and 11 patients remained on a ventilator. Hospitals in western and southwest Iowa said 13 people were hospitalized for COVID as of Thursday. Six COVID patients were in an ICU. Three patients with COVID symptoms had been admitted over the past 24 hours, and one person remained on a ventilator. Iowa's 14-day positivity rate was at 4.1%, while the 7-day rate is at 4.0%. And three people were arrested earlier this week on separate drug charges in Mills County. Sheriff's officials say late Monday night, 49-year-old Donald Dwayne Perry of Council Bluffs was arrested on three counts, possession of controlled substances and possession of drug paraphernalia. Perry's bond was set at a little more than $3,800. Tuesday morning, 36-year-old Crystal Dawn Edison of Malvern was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, possession of paraphernalia, and on a warrant for harassment in the second degree. Her bond was set at $2,300. 19-year-old Madison Joanne Haynes of Omaha was arrested Tuesday night for possession of controlled substances with bond set at $1,000. And a 23-year-old Dakota Lynn Giroux of Red Oak was arrested Tuesday on warrants for violation of probation and eluding, as well as theft in the second degree and driving while barred. Bond was set at $19,000. That's a check of the news on KJAN. KJAN News brought to you by Friends of Stifel Investments. Give them a call at 712-243-5500.